Hello, my name is Logan Foster. I do not know your name, but if you are reading this, it means I am your big brother. That is a fact. Of course, it's possible that you are totally unaware that you even have an older brother, because we haven't seen each other in more than 9 years. Not since I was 3 and you were even younger, which would be why you don't remember me. If you've been in orphanages or foster homes like I have been, I suppose it's possible we've unknowingly crossed paths since that time. But then, there are literally billions of things that are technically possible, and very few of them actually ever happen. If you are still reading this, I am going to assume that you've either accepted what I've written above as a true statement, or we have met and performed a DNA test, which has confirmed my claim. Actually, the current commercially available DNA test is only 99.72% accurate, but that still makes it significantly more reliable than just taking my word for it. I know, I got off track. I do that. You should know that about me since I'm your big brother. There are probably thousands of things you should know about me. But for now, I will only list 3 of them since I don't want to overwhelm you. The things you should know are 1. I am legally named Logan Foster, which probably is not the name our parents gave me. When the security workers at Los Angeles International Airport found the 3-year-old version of me in the empty jetway of a flight that had just left for Boston, the only identification on me was a handwritten L. Foster on the tag of my t-shirt. The front of it read, "World's Best Big Brother." I still have the shirt, even though it no longer fits. I have been told I was given the name Logan, because that is the name of the airport in Boston. I don't mind the name Logan. It's better than LAX, which is what people call the airport in Los Angeles. The last name Foster is not my favorite, even though it might be our last name. It's just not a good name for an orphan. 2. I have an eidetic memory. Most people call it a photographic memory, but most people also call spiders insects when they're actually arachnids. I can remember every detail of everything I've ever seen, read, or heard. So when I write about something someone said, that's exactly what he or she said. I have never forgotten anywhere I've been or anyone I've met, except for you and our parents. People call that ironic, but I think it is more frustrating than anything else. 3. I believe that you are alive somewhere and that someday I will meet you. This is not a fact, but it's also not just your standard orphan fantasy. I hear the other boys talking all the time about expecting their real parents to show up and reclaim them. Just like Act 1, Scene 2 of Annie, or Act 1, Scene 6 of Les Miserables. That's not me. I am not a little girl singing on stage about finding her parents. I am not good at singing, I am not a little girl, and I am not interested in finding our parents, because they apparently were not interested in ever finding me. However, I am very good at research, deductive reasoning, and logical problem solving, and I intend on getting even better at all of them. So, I believe I will find you at some point, and then we will know each other. I have always believed this. But lately, let's just say there have been some not normal things going on in my life. Not that my life is ever technically normal. But this has been a whole new level of not normal, and I've been having a hard time getting my head around it. This is rare. I generally can get my head around anything given enough time and information.